This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at Landsbrook Golf Club and the Florida Golf Trail. Florida Golf Trail is 7 golf properties in the greater Tampa Bay area. Landsbrook Golf Club, the Preserve at Terra, Bardmore Country Club, Bayou Club, River Hills Country Club, Bloomingdale Golfers Club, and Northdale Golf and Tennis Club. Landsbrook Golf Club in particular is located at 4605 Village Center Drive in Palm Harbor. Yes, you have a lot of golf options in that area. Landsbrook's right down the street from all of them. It's one of the most affordable. It's one of the most regularly played by residents of that immediate area. And there's a reason why I've hosted 2 of my previous 9 Todd Wright Tour events at Landsbrook Golf Club. One is general manager Steve Martin. The other is the consistent nature of the putting surfaces there at Landsbrook Golf Club. I think you'll find it to your liking. Visit them online, landsbrook-golf.com, or you can call 727-784-7333. You can also read my review of Landsbrook Golf Club on Yelp. Just type in Landsbrook Golf Club, Palm Harbor, Yelp, and you will find the page for that and find my review there under Todd W, as I review virtually every golf course that I have played or play on a regular basis. My thanks always to Steve Martin, Fred Ungerite, and the people of Landsbrook Golf Club and the Florida Golf Trail for their support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. There really isn't much news to talk about this week in the Fantasy Football Podcast, so let's just take a moment and let's talk to those of you as it relates to how many teams are in your league and how to set up your playoffs, all right? Just something different, something that maybe you don't spend a ton of time on, but let's just take this otherwise slower week before we jump into July and we're on the precipice of training camp news and depth charts and setting your fantasy football draft boards, and talk about teams per league and the best way to maybe set up what you do for your postseason. All right, first of all, I have always said this and I will continue to say this. If you are in a league where your championship is determined in week 17 of the NFL season, you need to get out of that league. Or you need to convince the commissioner and the members of that league that they need to change it. Week 17 is not the proper format to determine the best team in your league, or in some cases, the worst team in your league. It is too random. There are too many factors that influence players not playing in those games at the level that they have played in the previous 16 weeks. So that's the most important thing, whether you're in an 8-team league or a 16-team league. If you haven't crowned your fantasy football champion by the Monday night game on week 16, I think your league is flawed. Now, you can reboot and then have a playoff league, and actually doing it where you don't use week 17 kind of gives you a little pause. Right there around Christmas and New Year's. Enjoy the holidays, for crying out loud. And then reboot and play a playoff league or play a DraftKings playoff league. But no, week 17 in fantasy football, they don't really go together. Maybe you can find some value in a DraftKings league in week 17. It shouldn't be involved in a season-long league. And keep that in mind as we talk playoff formats. All right, let's start with, I think for most leagues, the minimum you want to have is 8 teams. I know there are probably some leagues that have 6, but I'm going to talk about 8. There's obviously 3 ways to do this. You can have every team make the playoffs, which I don't like. I still think playoffs need to be an incentive. It needs to be a reward. So having all 8 teams make the playoffs, and then sure enough, I promise you it happens more often than not, the 8th seeded team has a couple of guys that just go off in week 14 and upset the number one seed, and it's like, why did we even play the regular season? So don't do it that way. Your two best options are to have a six-team playoff with two teams left out or playing a last-place game, or you go 4-4. 4-4 is really easy. You cut the regular season off after 14 weeks, and you have a championship bracket of four teams for week 15. Winners play each other week 16. You even have a third-place game, and then you can have a consolation bracket if you choose to set up a fifth-place game and a seventh-place game. If you do want to reward your top teams in the regular season, which I always like doing, and in certain increments you can, then do top six make the playoffs, but the top two teams get a first-round bye. So they would have week 14 off, while three plays six and four plays five for the right to advance. And then you would have, if you want, you do a last place game. You can do the last place game week 14 if you want, because you wouldn't want to wait 2 weeks to determine the last place game. By then, those owners may lose interest anyway. So I think the best way to do it for an eight-team league is to have six teams make the playoffs. Starting in week 14, reward seeds 1 and 2 with first-round buys, and then it's up to you whether you want to play that last-place game, 7 versus 8 in week 14. Play it out. You're done week 16. You have your champion. If you have a 10-team league, this is not that much different from an 8-team league. The good part about a 10-team league is there's no way someone can figure out a way for all teams to make the playoffs here. I don't recommend that you have 8 of 10 teams make the playoffs in a 10-team league. You're only cutting off 2. I don't really think it's worth it. So, again, I think the best format here is, again, the 6. So you have a 10-team league. Top 6 make the playoffs starting in week 14. Again, give number 1 seed, number 2 seed, however you choose to determine that. Total points, winners of divisions, you call it. Top 6 make the playoffs. Seeds 1 and 2 get a bye, so they can't be knocked out in the first round. 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5 in week 14, and we go on from there. Then you also have 4 teams for a potential consolation bracket, where you can play that out week 14 and week 15, or you can wait 1 week and play it out week 15, week 16, to ultimately have a 7th-place game, a 9th-place game, and you still determine your last-place team. All right, 12-team league. A lot of different ways you can go here. Let's start. I don't think anyone in a 12-team league is doing anything but the first cutoff is 8-4. Now, the problem with the 8-4 cutoff is you could still have the number 1 seed lose to the number 8 seed in a 3-week playoff scenario, and then they're out. And again, I still think the regular season should mean something in terms of who gets the playoffs and rewarding the best regular season teams overall. Sure, they can have a bad game and be knocked out, but at least get them into the semifinals. So for the 12-team league, I still think the best scenario is to go with 6. Now, you're not going to be able to do a consolation bracket as easily, because you'll have ultimately 6 teams in a consolation bracket, and that gets a little trickier. Where do you really want to give, the object of a consolation bracket is to kind of win and get out. But I still think you should have incentive for being one of the top regular season teams. And in this case, week 14, 1-2 get a bye, 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5. Then week 15, you have your semifinals. Week 16, you have a championship. And you know what? You can still have a last place game. Maybe you could do this where, since you have six teams in a 12-team league not making the playoffs, you could actually just take the bottom two and just let them play one game and that's it. You could also take the bottom four and do it over 2 weeks. The consolation bracket doesn't work as well here, but I don't like the 8-4 breakdown where an 8 can still beat a 1 the first week. Where you, and in a 12-team league, let's see, the 8 seed is probably is going to be below 500. So going into week 14, they might be 4-9, right? 5-8, something like that. And a 5-8 getting a chance to take down a team that's gone like 12-1, I just don't like it. I don't think that should happen, and you should reward the number one or the number two seed. 14-team leagues, this actually is a format that I am in where only six make the playoffs, again, rewarding the top two seeds. And then you have a very clean 3 week consolation bracket to determine the last place team. So six get in, eight don't. Top two get a first round bye. And virtually everybody, other than the top two seeds, are playing week 14, week 15, and week 16. It actually works out pretty well if you go 6-8. I still don't like the 8-1. Some would say, well, it's a 14-team league. You have less than half the teams making the playoffs. But I don't think you want to go any more than 8. I don't like how the 8 format breaks down. And let's see, on a 10-4 breakdown, 10 out of 14 teams making the playoffs, how many byes would you need to give away? Are you going to give away four byes? No, you can't do four byes. If you do two byes, then it's eight. It gets really tricky. I think the best way to do it is the 6-8 model. And then if you're a 16-team league, you can split it right down the middle if you want. You can do the 1-8 game in week 14 and have everybody play all 16 weeks, whether they're in the championship bracket or the consolation bracket. Or you can find a way to build that out a little bit more, or you can go a little bit less and figure out your own way to determine the last place game. I've never been in a 16-team league. I would guess that in a 16-team league, probably the best way to ultimately do it would be to go the 8-8 model. And I think because you have 16 teams, the 8 seed is more legit than in, or the last team to get in is more legit than in a 10-team league or an 8-team league or even a 12-team league. An 8 seed in a 16-team league, they've kind of earned their way in. And if they knock off the number one, then they knock off the number one. So I can buy that. If you have any other questions or ideas about playoff formats, I'm happy to answer them via email at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Again, it was sort of a slow week for news. The only thing of significance was some of the conversation out of Washington about would Jamison Crowder this year get more targets or be more productive than newcomer Terrell Pryor. This is, of course, assuming that Jordan Reed is going to miss games or parts of games because he clearly is the best pass-catching threat for Kirk Cousins, who we all assume is still going to be the quarterback as we go year to year on this damn franchise tag for the Washington Redskins. Look, Kirk Cousins is a very productive quarterback, but I would be much more bullish on Terrell Pryor, especially considering what he did last year in Cleveland and now getting an opportunity to have a real quarterback in Kirk Cousins. Rather than investing and expecting consistency or decent yardage totals out of Jamison Crowder. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at Landsbrook Golf Club and the Florida Golf Trail. Landsberg Golf Club was the host of the ninth event on the Todd Wright Tour on April 1st, and Bloomingdale Golfers Club of the Florida Golf Trail will host the 10th event coming up on Saturday, July 8th. That event has been sold out for some time. If you'd like to be placed on the alternate list, you're welcome to email me to do so. And if you'd like to see some of the details of all of the tournaments on the Todd Wright Tour, you can go to joebucksfan.com/golf. Landsberg Golf Club, part of the seven courses that comprise the Florida Golf Trail throughout the Tampa Bay area. That's our last fantasy football podcast for the month of June. We're getting close to camps. Next time we talk to you will be a July podcast, and there's some exciting news about the podcast to get you even more information this coming season that we'll share with you in the month of July. Thanks for always listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.